Radio and Belen Health present another edition of the My Community and My Belen podcast. I'm Tim Coles, and we are joined by the CEO of Belen Health, Chris Woleski. And this month, we're talking about an ounce of prevention because, as the old adage goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And it's conventional wisdom, and for very good reason, because we can't always prevent illness, and there's only so much we can do to protect our health and reduce our risk from a wide variety of conditions and diseases. And Chris, you're here to talk with us today about the changes that we can make to start living healthier right now and hopefully well into the future. And this is a great topic for any time, but Chris, especially right now, because we're still kind of digging out from this pandemic. And people are in need of some of those services that maybe broke up their routine a little bit last year because of the pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely, Tim. Thanks for having me. And this really is an important topic because we do know that many people, because of COVID and not knowing, you know, what the risk was, decided to stay home and to put some things off. And as a result of that, we know that the national statistics tell us that about a third of adults have put off care during COVID. Early in the pandemic. And for seniors, if you think about that figure, that's close to half of seniors. So we've got a lot of catching up to do to get people in for their visits and get those preventative measures taken care of.
And how hard of a conversation was that with some patients, especially the ones that you really needed to see, to be like, hey, we understand your concerns, but we really need to see you at the same time?
You know, for some people, it was easy. It was a phone call to say, you know what, we're ready to bring you in to have your mammogram or to have your colonoscopy. Let's see if we can get that scheduled for you. Here's what we've done to make sure that the environment is as safe as possible. And we talked about the masking and the protective equipment and the cleaning and how we would segregate our COVID patients from the other population. And that was easy. They said, oh, great. You know, I want to get it taken care of. Other people were a bit more hesitant. They wanted to know more. They had questions, and we spent a little more time answering their questions. And some people said, you know what, this just isn't important to me right now. I'm going to wait. And we tried to inform them about the risks of waiting and helping them to see how important the screenings are, but also to respect the fear and the concern that existed in the population and to work with individuals wherever they were on that continuum.
And what was the impact of that delayed care in some of those cases?
Well, you know, we know that there are complications that can arise as a result of delaying care. So, for example, delaying a knee replacement and someone living with pain, they may become more sedentary while they're waiting and less active. They may gain weight. It may impact their diabetes. It can cause other complications for them. But also from a screening standpoint, we want to catch especially cancer and precancerous issues early in the process, because that's when it's easiest to do the most minimally invasive, the least aggressive treatment and take care of that, really, right? And slow down the progression. But when people delay their colonoscopies, for example, which it's not the most favorite thing that people have done. So that was one that people oftentimes said, no, I'm going to wait on that. But the interesting thing is that's probably one of the more dangerous ones to put off and to wait, because we have found many, many times where someone will have their very first colonoscopy, weren't having any symptoms, had no knowledge that they had something going on, and we find that there is a polyp. It may be precancerous, and we're able to quickly take care of that, remove it. And now that person doesn't face that, you know, stage four cancer or that progressed disease that now we're going to have to be more invasive. It's going to require a surgery or some chemotherapy, for example, some significant medication that has other complications associated with it.
Yeah, along those same lines, I'm sure Belen Health and other hospitals in the area, you're still trying to catch up a little bit on the backlogs, especially as we get to that busy time of the school year. You know, we got the sports physicals coming up. You have just annual physicals for people coming up as well. And you're really working hard to kind of address those backlogs.
Oh, Tim, you're so right. You know, all of the people that waited for their annual diagnostic workup or their annual physical, well, now they're trying to get in the same time frame and year when everyone else is normally scheduled, right? So We're trying to add on appointments. We're educating more of our staff and training more staff, hiring staff. Challenging for everybody right now. I talked to CEOs from, you know, all types of businesses, and we're all working on those workforce issues. So we're experiencing the same things and really trying to make sure that we have the access available for people, but it's definitely challenging as we try to work that backlog, as you said.
And you mentioned colon cancer being one of those, maybe those screenings, that colonoscopy, I should say, of something that really should be done because of how dangerous it can be if you do put something off about that. So let's go into that a little bit. Why are missed cancer screenings so important?
Yeah, because, you know, if a cancer is in your body and you don't realize it or know it, whether it is colon cancer or it's breast cancer, for example, and it's sitting there undiagnosed, it's progressing. It's becoming more invasive. And as a result of that, when we catch it later down the line, more complications, more aggressive surgery and treatment needs to happen. Whereas if we can catch it when it's early, much less invasive, much less rigorous treatment that needs to happen, much easier on the individual in terms of being able to take care of that and address it early on.
You mentioned colon cancer. What are some of the other cancer screenings that people should be paying attention to right now?
Yeah, skin cancer is a big one, you know, and here it is, it's summer. So we got to make sure that we're wearing our sunscreen and protecting our skin. But also there are places that it's not easy for us to see on our own bodies, right? Our backs and our scalps and things. So we need to have those skin cancer assessments done as well and have our annual physicals so that our physician can take a look at our skin and identify any potential areas of concern and have that looked at. Cervical cancer for women is another one, and breast cancer. So part of that annual exam, making sure that you're having a pap test and that you're having your mammogram scheduled. And then lung cancer, you know, also you can have issues with COVID, for example, where it was disguised. You know, people had, maybe that's allergies, maybe it's COVID, you know, I'm coughing a lot. What is it? And so, excuse me, here I am losing my voice a little bit. But having the opportunity to have your physician really do an assessment and make sure that you get an accurate diagnosis and that if necessary, you have the follow-up diagnostic test to rule out cancer. Really, really important.
And that you bring up a good point, too, as we kind of transition to, you know, people even putting aside some of those primary care things is, you know, there may be some of those symptoms that popped up that we attributed to something else. I know. You know, you mentioned COVID. A lot of people said, oh, I just had a runny nose. I must have a cold. Well, that was a COVID symptom. And people kind of pushing that off as well. Primary care, I mean, that's another thing, those annual physicals that got pushed off as well. And why is it important to see your doctor on a regular basis?
You know, I think about your primary care physician as, you know, a member of your care team. You yourself are sort of the CEO of your health, as I like to say, but the primary care physician is your really important partner because they have the tools and the capabilities to keep track of everything for you. They have that medical history. They know when you're due for your screenings. They know what the national guidelines are and what's recommended for you individually. We can't, as individuals, possibly keep track of all of that ourselves, but our primary care offices and the team-based care in those offices have a whole team of people that are monitoring your medical record, that are looking at for your age and your risk factors, what should you have done? So really important broad-based look at your health in that environment of primary care. They help us catch issues early, as I mentioned, cancer issues, but also just, you know, other chronic illnesses like diabetes, like cholesterol issues. So they help us to identify if we're having problems there, and maybe it's simple and it's early on, we can make a lifestyle change. We can increase our physical activity, as we talked about in the last podcast. We can change our diet. Those kinds of things come from primary care really knowing us and keeping track of all of our data and our information and saying, hey, look at this trend here. What's happening? Let's increase physical activity. Let's change your eating habits. That can be really helpful. And also sometimes that primary care physician, when we get to know them and feel comfortable with them, they can have those difficult, frank conversations with us, right? They can call us out and say, wait a minute, Tell me the truth. How many glasses of wine are you really having at night? And let's talk about that. Or have you started smoking again? Because your information is making me think that there's something not right here. So it's really important to have that kind of a relationship with a primary care physician where you can be honest with them and they can be honest with you. Because in the end, what you both want is better health and well-being. And the best way to that is through those conversations and getting to the heart of the matter.
And a good place to maybe start with that as well is, you know, as people grow up, they might get the heebie-jeebies around a doctor. Starting that conversation with the doctor starts really well if you start as a kid. And how important is primary care with your kids?
You know, I think sometimes people think that, well, my kid's healthy, I don't need to take my child to the doctor. But in fact, again, you know, there's so many developmental needs that kids have and support that they need as they're growing. And physicians are so much more able to pick that up. You know, for example, I thought my daughter was very healthy as a child. She was really doing great. I didn't notice that she had scoliosis. Her pediatrician identified that during a regular office visit. I never would have known that she had it, but them picking it up. And then that allowed us to seek some special care and to make sure that we understood what to watch for, what to be concerned about, and then to have sort of this annual look at her to make sure that the scoliosis wasn't progressing. That's one example. Kids, they can oftentimes be always really thirsty, or it seems like they maybe use the bathroom a lot. And you just think, oh, that's just their normal. But they could have juvenile diabetes and it's undetected and undiagnosed. And the primary care physicians are really much more in tune to those kinds of symptoms that you may think are completely normal. But they may say, you know what, wait a minute, let's check that out. So just having that relationship with primary care, really important that they're looking at all of those developmental needs of kids, building the relationship with kids so that kids think, I can trust my doctor. I know who to go to when I'm concerned about something. And I think also, and we didn't touch a lot on this yet, but mental health needs in particular, when you have a trusting relationship with a caregiver, I think you're going to be much more willing to bring up, you know what, I've been feeling kind of down lately. Can we talk about that? Or I've been anxious about something. Can we talk about that? It makes it a much safer environment to have those conversations and then to say, okay, you know, let's try this. Or maybe you need to talk with somebody. Let me refer you to one of our counselors or our therapists. So really, really helpful in that context of a great relationship.
Yeah. How important is it to have kind of a third party person there? Because, you know, your kids may not want to talk to mom and dad about it. You know, husband may not want to tell their wife everything. Going to maybe how important just having that, maybe that outside view, that person that can look at things from a higher elevation.
Oh, so, so important, because, you know, what we think about as quote unquote normal, we have such limited exposure to humanity and what the breadth of normal really is, that we may catastrophize it or think that it's so, so bad and I can't share it with anybody. I'm not going to share it with my family. I don't want to be judged and those kinds of concerns. And then that causes people to bury things and to have things be, impacting their well-being and their joy in life. And if they have someone safe that they can talk to and go to get that off of their chest and feel so much better about it and realize that, hey, lots of people have this situation or this concern. It's not the end of the world. It certainly is something that can be treated and taken care of. It can be just a life-changing opportunity for them to have that safe place to go and have that conversation.
And the other thing I was just reminded of as we were talking is that sometimes we need somebody to remind us, hey, you need to take a look at this because kids going back to school here within the next month or two, vaccinations. We've all been worried about the COVID vaccinations for, you know, adults and kids as young as 12, but there's a lot of other things that, you know, kids going into school for the first time as kindergartners all the way up through high school, they need to pay attention to as well.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought up the vaccinations because that is another thing that fell behind during COVID, as you said. And we've been working really hard to get kids caught up on their vaccinations because, you know, school's going to be here before we know it. I know it's still July, but all of a sudden we get to late August and the kids are ready to go back to school and they've got to be caught up on their immunizations for that. But even more important, you know, it's part of their health and we want them to be healthy and to be protected from some of those childhood diseases. So really, really important. to get that done.
And I want to make sure that we are able to revisit this during our last podcast, which is available at DoorCountyDailyNews.com. We talked a little bit about the lifestyle medicine program. And Chris, this certainly fits right into our conversation today about prevention. So tell us a little bit about that lifestyle medicine program.
Yeah, I love this program and what it's all about. You know, oftentimes I think in healthcare, we're where you come when you're sick. And so you wait until that point and then come and see us. But this lifestyle medicine is really about us partnering with you and helping you to achieve your best potential health and well-being. So it's about avoiding chronic conditions. So let's talk about sleep and nutrition and exercise and all the things that have such profound benefits on our health and well-being. Let's try to reverse some things. So someone might be trending on their glucose, maybe trending up, and they have too much sugar and they are at risk for diabetes. So what can we do to reverse that? And things like changing nutrition, increasing physical activity. I've heard many stories of people who had been treating with their cardiologist for years on heart issues related to high cholesterol, for example, and with going to a plant-based diet, they were able to completely change their test results from a cholesterol standpoint. They saw their bad cholesterol, as we call it, to go down. And as a result of that, that physical activity, that change in eating, they're no longer being treated by a cardiologist. You know, isn't that what we all want? So we're in the business of trying to keep people healthy and well. And that means that we want to prevent that sickness that has you come in to see us, but rather we'd be up with you in front of that, keeping you healthy and well and reversing some of those chronic conditions.
And we hope that we were able to inspire some people, maybe take that extra step towards prevention. And Chris, what are some of the ways that people can reach out to Bell and Health to take those steps?
Well, actually, lots of ways. So with respect to the cancer screening, we have a toll-free number, and it's 888-WE-FIGHT. So if you think about what do you want to do, you want to fight cancer. So 888-WE-FIGHT. And that gets you connected to a great resource that will allow you to get your screening scheduled. You can also go on our website at bellin.org/wefight and find that same information there. And then we also have our 24-hour nursing hotline. They're there to answer any of your questions, whether it's to schedule something 24/7 or whether it's to answer a health question. You're not sure what to do about something. You can call that nursing hotline at 920-445-7373, and they're there to help you. Whether it's you want to schedule your COVID vaccination, and they're going to tell you, oh, you can walk in anytime. You can now get COVID vaccinations in our clinics, which is great. As of Thursday, all of our clinics are offering COVID vaccines. You can get a question answered, as I mentioned. You can schedule a service. So let's say that you meant to schedule that physical or that cancer screening that I talked about, and now it's 11 o'clock at night and you're ready to go to bed and you go, oh, shoot, I forgot to do that. You can call that number 24/7 at 11 o'clock at night. They'll take care of it. And guess what? You'll sleep better.
You'll even get a smile on the other line, I bet.
You absolutely will. They're there and happy to help.
Once again, this has been the My Community, My Bellin podcast, a partnership with New Radio and Bellin Health. If you've missed our past episode or if you want to listen to this episode again, you can just visit DoorCountyDailyNews.com. And as always, we're joined by Bellin Health CEO Chris Bolesky. Chris, as always, we appreciate you coming by and also sharing the good news of Bellin Health.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
This has once again been a production of New Radio and Bellin Health.